CliffCentral.com.
Okay, we're at the Gartner Symposium, and I can actually really say proudly sponsored by MTN Business, because I have Val Moodley here from MTN Business. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, again, it's nice to actually see you in person, and thank you, because you've been sponsoring our show back in Joburg, the Futurology Show, for the last month or so, so it's been fantastic having you guys there. It's been a very exciting journey. I know we're here to talk about MTN Cloud and IoT. But I think what's also important is to mention how you guys are behind the aspiring innovators. Yeah. In the last 6 weeks, I've had one of each one of the guys on my show, and there's some incredible stuff coming out of South Africa and Africa as a whole, I suppose. The cloud. Okay, so it might seem weird to some companies that MTN is actually putting a cloud label, in their mix. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that statement, but. You know, people think cloud and these big servers, and you guys are seen as mobility. But let's be honest, the two go hand in hand.
Yes.
I mean, without mobile, you can't get to the cloud, or you wouldn't need a cloud.
Yep.
So take us through some of the journeys of MTN Business Cloud and IoT.
So MTN Business essentially kind of came into it when we started with our hosting platform. And essentially, we looked at how do we reach economies of scale on behalf of our customers to be able to host their infrastructure. And so it created a platform for us to build our cloud services. We've moved on from that into selling or offering infrastructure as a service to our clients, our business clients specifically. And, yes, we are known in the market very much as a mobile operator or a mobile provider, both for consumer and for enterprise. But we've been in the enterprise business space for quite a while, selling hosting services as well as software as a service. Hosted software services. We've recently developed solutions, so we've gone into partnership with Microsoft as well as AWS. And because, you mentioned something now about the linkages of everything, right? Cloud is very dependent on mobility, and mobility is very dependent on cloud. And if you look at where all of this data capture has to go, it has to sit somewhere. Most large organizations, medium-sized organizations, and especially small organizations don't have infrastructure to be able to store all of this data. So service providers are starting to develop infrastructure, put infrastructure in place to reach economies of scale and offer those services to small, medium, and large enterprises. Having come from Microsoft previously, you look at the expansion of Amazon Web Services, Google, Microsoft, etc., and them reaching huge economies of scale. So the cost of the infrastructure as a service is coming down on a regular basis.
Sure.
Storage, gigabytes are coming down on a regular basis as well. So, clients now, especially enterprise clients, they no longer have to put that infrastructure in place, manage it, support it, replace it when it's end of life, etc. So right now, you have the ability to be able to buy that as a service, and it's on a utility basis. So you only pay for what you use. And they love that.
And it's so important that you said that, because the key word here is that we're talking MTN Business.
Yeah.
So this isn't for the guy or girl that has a cell phone account that wants to do some data. But the critical part of business in South Africa and Africa is small business.
Yes.
Big business have money. They have infrastructure. Mm. But in order to be competitive, you need to be agile.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about agility is where you guys obviously come into it, is that as a small business, hence the Aspiring Innovator program and your relationship with these guys, is that a small guy who's got a brilliant idea can scale and compete with the biggest of big overnight.
Yep.
And as you said, it's on a as-you-need or infrastructure-as-a-service model. Yes. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, we all hear about software as a service and performance as a service. There's so many AAS that are out there. But infrastructure is one that kind of gets, forgotten about.
Yeah.
People are like, well, I'll build it. And then they go, well, hold on a second. Now I've built it. What do I do with it? And where do I put it?
Yep.
In fact, I was just thinking the last time I was here, as in the Cape Town Convention Center, was on your stand for machine to machine.
Yes.
That was about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You had a huge big stand on machines. So your play in cloud and Internet of Things, as you've just said, it's not a new play.
No.
Machine to machine is now Internet of Things.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you used to manage all the SIM cards that sat behind it and all those good things.
Yeah.
That transition should have been pretty easy for you then, because all of that learning from M2M now into IoT.
Yep. So it's been a great platform for us. Like you said, it's a huge learning for us. And if you look at what IoT brings together for MTN businesses, it actually utilizes all of the components that we have. So if you can just imagine a scenario where you've got a SIM card in a rhino, as an example, right? And, you know, the rhino is roaming around a wildlife park. You know, it uses the mobile technology or the mobile network to actually send data through. The data runs through to a network, which MTN Business provides as well. It runs through a network. It then gets stored in a cloud environment somewhere, right? All of that is created with security, both from the SIM card and the information all the way back into the data center where the cloud, the information is stored. And then you can use big data analytics to actually go in and analyze the data. And you can look at, you know, the way the animal is actually moving, where it sleeps at night, where it drinks its water and where it feeds, etc. And essentially that gives you the ability to bring everything together. So between machine to machine, as well as all of our infrastructure and everything that we've put together, we've created the right environment and architecture to be able to enable Internet of Things. So as MTN Business, we have that ability where the infrastructure has been our platform. It's been our strength. It's what we're very good at. Having said that, though, you know, there is no single solution that we can do without partners.
Hence the reason you're here.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to get onto that. We have six really incredible and different companies that have been identified as aspiring innovators.
Yeah.
What is your role as an MTN Business? Where have you come on board with these guys? Has it been a financial assistance and to help them scale? Are they now using your infrastructure? What was the journey? Because, you know, I know the front side of this journey, but I haven't seen the MTN side of it.
So essentially what's happened is Gartner looks for these aspiring innovators and brings them to Gartner from a symposium perspective to market and position their products with all of the people that attend Gartner. So as MTN Business, we're very big on entrepreneurship, we're very big on innovation, and so we've decided as MTN Business we will then sponsor this innovator's environment. So the thing is that the idea here was just essentially to provide a platform for these young small companies to show their innovations to the rest of the audience at Gartner, and potentially to create partnerships for themselves as well. Having said that, though, you know, there's also opportunity for them as well as others where we have App of the Year as well. So we sponsor an App of the Year.
I was actually there for your when Domestly won a few weeks ago.
Yes.
I mean, the talent that's coming out is incredible.
Yeah.
We're really seeing some cool stuff.
Yes.
So, sorry to cut you off. So, you've got App of the Year, but you've also got one other event.
Mind to Machine.
Yes. That's right.
So, that focuses around IoT development. So, very niche, small companies that are looking to develop IoT applications for the IoT environment. And fundamentally, what it does is that should they come up with an application or a piece of software that we can then use as a solution for a client, either in a connected car environment, in animal tracking, in meat as an example, so we can then go into the apply those partners into our solutions as well.
That's fantastic. I mean, everyone that I've spoken to in the last hour or so, it's just about data, innovation, and future embrace. I mean, we are moving at light speed here.
Yeah.
It's really an exciting time. Well, Val, thank you very much for making the time. I know I'm going to be seeing more of you because I look out the window of my booth and there's your stand. So I definitely will see more of you over the next few days. And good luck with the show. I mean, hope your partnerships grow really nicely with all these guys around your stand.
Thank you very much and appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. CliffCentral.com.